What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, dude. Miami Dolphins. They're going to
practice today or tomorrow?
I think they're practicing themselves today, and I think joint practices are tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
I think that's how it's rocking.
Tomorrow, Thursday, game on Saturday. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Or they're maybe just doing like a walkthrough today or something. I don't know. It says Barry Jackson. Oh, he says the Dolphins will get two young defensive backs back when they practice against the Lions on Wednesday and Thursday. They play Saturday.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel said that Cam Smith will participate in practice sessions this week. Hey, how about that? Good for him.
Don't worry. Something will happen.
Cam Smith has missed 6 practices. Sunday's preseason opener is what believed to be a soft tissue injury. After heading into camp trying to win a starter's job, Smith is now fighting to simply make the team. Durability and inconsistent performance have been an ongoing issue with Smith, whose $1.4 million salary is not guaranteed, according to Barry Jackson.
Yeah, but at $1.4 million, it's not, I mean, it's worth having a roster spot. I mean, not, it's worth sticking it out with him. It's only $1.4 million.
Just hoping the light bulb goes off at some point.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you deem he has talent, you ain't going to get another DB with that skill set for that price.
What's the skill set, though? Respectfully.
As patient as they've been with him, they must feel he has some talent.
I guess. Mike McDaniel also said, according to Barry Jackson, that their two injured offensive linemen, Andrew Meyer and Liam Eichenberg, won't be returning anytime soon. Eichenberg is on the physically unable to perform list. He sure has been. Meyer had arguably been the best offensive lineman the first 10 days of camp before sustaining an undisclosed injury. McDaniel also says undetermined if Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and linebacker Jalen Phillips will practice this week after sitting out Sunday's game. He says they are in conversation to play.
Wow. The fact that nowadays you have conversations about whether you're going to play or not is amazing.
One more piece. This is great.
Oh, by the way,
what's that?
Cody, I'm never going to treat Cam Smith like Eli Apple. In case you don't understand how this all started, one, dude went to Ohio State. Let's start there. The other, he trashed my hometown. So that's why this Eli Apple thing is a thing. So it has nothing to do with Cam. Cam, I won't treat Cam Smith like that.
You can if you want. I'm not going to judge you.
No, I don't. This didn't start with his ability. This started with him trashing New Orleans.
Busy thumbs.
Yeah.
Busy thumbs is how it started for him. The other piece of news, we've all been awaiting Darren Waller. Mike McDaniel said last week he's a week away. Well, I guess he's a week away from being a week away because...
Hold on. He can't get no more ready. He took a year off.
Well, according to Barry Jackson, tight end Darren Waller, who has been on the physically unable to perform list since the start of camp, will not participate in joint practices this week. Waller is working his way back after coming out of retirement. Drew Rosenhaus said on WSVN this week that he will be ready for the start of the season.
Hold on. You know what's amazing about life? Is that you have people that are representing something that we're not really sure of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say this. The conversations when he was coming back was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a contributor. I'm going to be this and blah, 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 blah. Right? Mm-hmm. Great.
That was what they
now,
said.
Now he's here and he's like, he'll be ready for the beginning of the season. You trying to make the damn team. You ain't played football in a year. You just going to be that guy?
He's a week away from being
We don't know if he's that guy, though.
We don't.
We don't know if he can play.
Nope.
So why are we just chucking it up to being ready for the regular season when he ain't played football?
Dolphins should really it really should just be on the wall somewhere. Just go at your own pace. We'll be ready when you're ready.
No.
Like, it's the same thing happened with Odell Beckham Jr.
This is basically what we're going to say. At least Odell played the year before and had a pretty good year in Baltimore. So it's not like they got somebody who hadn't played football for a year. Now, I would say at any point in my career, if I had taken a year off, call that the old John Riggins.
Yep.
I would be healthier as an ox. I would be in more shape because I haven't had to hit for a whole year. How are you physically unable to perform?
These are fair questions. These are fair questions. But don't worry. Drew Rosenhaus is going to be ready.
The only thing that's saving him right now, I'm going to tell you, you know what's saving him? Julian Hill. Because as long as he's assaulting the football, they're going to always need a tight end that can catch.
It's really bad when you just have a job there waiting for you. If you could just not screw up, you're good. You're good. But don't worry, dude. Waller's coming. He's a coming. Sometime soon.
And they're going to treat him like a slot receiver anyway. When has he ever been on the end of the line of scrimmage?
The Giants fans would tell you that, no, that's probably what the issue was. When they asked him to be more physical, he walked away from the sport. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all good, dude. We, you know, we don't pressure anybody to come back.
I mean, I don't want to sound like an old person when I say this, but if you take too much caution into a physical sport, doesn't that lend guys not to be physical?
Yes.
Right? Like, if you don't ever fight through anything, like, I remember telling the coach one time, man, I'm really sore today. He's got to work it out. Work it out. Do some extra running. You got to get through that. It's camp. You go through soreness. I don't know.
Jordo says, trust Drew. An agent wouldn't lie.
Not an agent that want to get his guy paid. I mean, you ain't never heard of. You say, well, how you represent so-and-so. How is he? You have never seen an agent go,
Honestly, like, it really does feel like, look, respect to Drew Rosenhouse.
If you introduce somebody to date one of your friends, they go, great personality.
It really does feel like, like, respect to Drew Rosenhouse. He's obviously a local legend. He's turned himself into a hell of an agent, you know? Probably the most famous agent in the, all the biz. Who's ever done it, right?
Yeah.
A real life Jerry Maguire. This dude literally, like, goes back into his office with sheep shears and just, like, time to fleece Stephen Ross again today. Dude's sitting here just like, anytime he needs a commission, he just goes to Stephen Ross. He goes, well, this guy's, he does a shell game of like, well, this guy wants a new contract, but this guy wants a new contract. What if I trade both guys, I sign a guy, and then I have them both under contract? He's amazing. You might as well just make him the general manager of the Dolphins. But then, you know what? I don't even know if you get a, I don't know if the, he probably makes less. Chris Greer probably makes less than Drew Rosenhouse
does. Remember the countless times Leroy said Chris Greer was good at his job? There's a lot of different levels to this, right? One of the things that I like about Chris Greer is if you look at the guys that he's drafted, relative to the success rate of most drafts, he's actually hasn't done poorly, right? Now,
we just talked about one of his first picks in a draft.
Hold on.
That's not doing anything.
Hold on. Now, the part that I have a problem with is I've never met a GM that didn't care about re-signing his guys. It makes him look good.
Yep.
So that's where I am with Chris Greer. Like, if he had just had all the guys he drafted, this team would be better, which means that's a good job. However, because of how you've thrown out the money, you couldn't afford the guys that you brought in.
Crazy, man.
So that's where I am with that. It's not like there's some good. And when I say good, I look at how many guys you drafted that have either gotten big contracts or gotten paid or are still playing. That means that in the basic, you know, judging of talent, he's doing a good job of it. Because a lot of the guys that he has drafted are still playing football in the NFL. So
he also told us not to be concerned about the offensive line, dude, that they was laughing at those concerns.
I didn't say he was perfect.
No, everybody's got their flaws.
Right.
And by the way, I was a little nervous when I heard that same explanation being used with the secondary. They're like, you guys are more worried about than we are. I was like, Leroy, even if it's true.
Don't say it. Zip it.
Put it in your pocket. Yeah.
Here's what I would say. That front seven, and I'm telling you this, and I'm going to say it over and over again.
Yep.
If they're as good as we think.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I think they're going to be.
And they'll go.
You will not be talking about the secondary, which is amazing because I would say at the end of the year, if you don't know who's playing in the secondary, the front seven did a good job.
We will take a break, get back into this QB ranking thing that was all the rage yesterday in the NFL. Back with more on Tobin and Leroy after this.
Sports lives here. 104.3 FM. WQAM. Miami sports leader.
But this is what he said. He said six GMs, six assistant GMs, six former GMs, you know, one of them's Tannenbaum, five other execs, eight head coaches, and 19 other coaches, including 15 coordinators, comprise Sando's 50-person panel. The goal was simple. Tier every veteran QB in the NFL. So no rookies. Did they get it right?
Let's hear it.
Do you want where Tua is first, or do you want to go down the list?
Go down the list.
Tier one.
Then I can determine whether everybody's in the right spot.
tier one.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Also in tier one.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
You listen. I'm not going to put a quarterback on the same tier as you just because he beat you one time and has had no success in the playoffs since.
He did lead in all the stats last
That's
year.
That's a one-off.
He did lead in all the stats last
year. Looter and a riot. They didn't even make the playoffs. That's what we would call it if it was Tua. Tua
That's
led
true.
The league.
That's true.
Stop.
That's true.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm coming with the same energy.
Also in tier one, but ranked third because he's not tied for first. Josh Allen.
Okay. So Fourth. Wait. So it's just Patrick Mahomes up top.
Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow are tied at
no,
top.
That's
They're tied.
You understand what I'm saying, though? When Tua led the league in passing.
I get you.
We didn't get this. He still wasn't even a top five quarterback.
Allen's,
So Josh Allen is tier two is what you're saying?
No. Oh. He's in tier one, but he's not first.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
So tier one is five quarterbacks, Brittany, but they refuse to make Burrow second. He's tied for first.
Okay.
Then third is Josh Allen.
No, let's go back. Here's what I hate about having these conversations, because what I'm about to say is going to sound like I got a problem with Joe Burrow. I don't.
Boom.
Not one bit. But I'm telling you this, any other quarterback that we put in that position that led the league, right? Let's see, the Matthew Staffords before they won, the Jared Goffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All these guys right there that have had the same amount of success as Joe Burrow, they would never even consider putting him on that tier.
Well, he's on that tier. So is Josh Allen. But he's
and why? Because he beat Patrick Mahomes 4 years ago?
He's tied for first.
Because he beat 4 years ago?
He got to a Super Bowl and he beat Patrick Mahomes, so he's on the same tier.
Okay. If he had won a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I would maybe hang on.
Okay.
Okay, but just getting there, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, you understand what I'm saying. That, like, there's a bunch of quarterbacks we wouldn't even
We're
give
quibbling.
This love to.
I agree with you. Can I get through the rest of the list? You haven't even got me past one.
It's a four-hour show. We got time. Stop being a little
We don't want to waste so much time on this list, though. All right, next.
Minus one.
Thank you. Oh, is that directed towards me?
Nah, her.
Yeah. That was very That was very aggressive.
I said it in a very nice way.
It doesn't matter.
He's this aggressive, Flash okay?
Out. It's just like you.
Anyway, third is Josh Allen. This is still tier one. Four, Lamar Jackson. Five, Matthew Stafford. End of tier one.
Look. Matthew Stafford is awesome. Are we really going to say Matthew Stafford is on the same?
He's old.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you take Matthew Stafford or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
You would? Okay.
Matthew Stafford's back doesn't work right now.
Joe Burrow's going to be out too pretty shortly.
Well.
Because he always is.
It makes you nervous. They keep saying, oh, no, this is the week. He's got a little Darren Waller going on right now. Oh. They keep saying he's coming back. And then,
yeah,
you know, I know one thing about the old. They take a while to heal. That's what they say. Tier two. Jaden Daniels. Justin Herbert. Where's he going?
Maybe you should have
He's leaving.
Started. Oh, he's going to send.
Boom.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, the camera's
Justin
still.
Justin Herbert.
You got nothing.
Justin Herbert.
Remember, your camera follows.
He's seventh.
We ain't even trying. We are not even trying to get the list.
Well, this was put together by a lot of NFL personnel put this together. This is not just a hot take list.
Rat's ass. They could be wrong, too. That's why they. Wait, there's six GMs that don't longer have jobs. Do we want their advice? Do we want to know what they think?
Can you just get back to your mic? I know
Do
you're
we
upset.
Do you want to know what they think?
I understand.
You got fired!
did a terrible job. Now we want your advice. Kick rocks.
No, not all of them are fired. Not all of them. Only, according to Mike Sando, only six former execs. A bunch of these guys are current.
Former. As in, if you were
six,
if we cared about your list, you'd still be a GM.
That's not even a tenth of the panel. The panel's 50 people.
You understand what I'm saying when I say we give guys a lot of praise that don't necessarily.
I feel like your headphones are going to snap if you.
He's very mad at it. He's very
Justin Herbert.
Seventh. Eighth, Jared Goff. Tied for ninth. C.J. Stroud and Jalen Hurts.
Dude. If they had an award ceremony and I was Jalen Hurts, I would not walk in with my tier.
Oh, no.
We own different tiers.
A jewelry-less tier.
Yeah. Nope. C.J. Stroud, go in the back. Hope you catch the bouquet. Right now, I got the flowers. Justin Herbert. Can we give Jalen Hurts some credit?
He shouldn't.
He played in two Super Bowls, not one. Two Super Bowls, and he outplayed Patrick Mahomes both times.
Agreed.
And he can't get above Joe Burrow? He got a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
He can't even give up to Justin Herbert. Forget Joe Burrow.
Let's go over that list. Patrick Mahomes, yes.
Yep.
Okay. I would go, I would even say Allen. Okay, you know every year they're going to be in the mix some kind of way. Same thing with Lamar,
mm-hmm.
Right? I believe that. Those guys are elite quarterbacks. But I'm going to tell you what. If you don't say the words Jalen Hurts right after them, your list is fraudulent. You have a quarterback, right? That hasn't won anything ahead of a quarterback that's been in two Super Bowls and beat Patrick Mahomes.
He won a playoff game. One.
Huh?
He won a playoff game.
Great.
We lowered over the Jags. Over the Jags.
Over the Jags. So they won. They won their.
Who won that game? Did the Jags win?
Lost.
The Jags won.
Oh, the Jags won. He doesn't have a playoff win, Justin Herbert.
No. See, and he's on the.
Jeez.
Let me tell you something.
Justin Herbert doesn't have a playoff win. And he's seventh?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Ahead of Jalen Hurts, who has several playoff wins.
This guy lost a playoff game to Trevor Lawrence? That's embarrassing.
And a Super Bowl championship.
Wow.
So, like, your list.
Make it make sense. Mm.
Yes. Your list lost all credibility. All credibility. So, who is this? Sando.
But he didn't make the list. He just compiled the list. It was a 50-person panel of NFL people. That's an angry rustling going on in your bag.
I feel like you should take a sip of coffee. I don't want you to choke, you know?
I got to go get something else.
You want to know where two is?
I kind of feel like they have two with Gardner Minshew.
Two is ranked in tier three.
Tier three?
He's ranked. Tier three starts at 15.
Oh, my God.
He's 17th. He's ranked 17th.
Give me some names.
Give him number 16.
Above him.
Give him number 16.
Number 16. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God. We can't. So now, a guy who was playing football before our guy was born is rated higher than him off of an Achilles. And playing with the pathetic Jets.
Well, that's on the
And let's be clear. He plays on the Steelers and all the reports have been what?
Slow.
Looks old. Ooh. So, listen.
Looks old is old.
I'm not going to say. Ooh. I'm going to say this for the last time. As age catches up to us, how do you think that plays out in a game with guys that weren't born when you started? How do you think that plays out?
Not great.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, this is no news. This got nothing to do with whether I like Aaron Rodgers or not. But if they're saying that now,
in preseason when you can take breaks. How is it going to look when he play 8 games in a row?
This is so accurate.
Dade South says Leroy keeps a snack and a break glass in case of emergency box.
He won't even use a little hammer to break it. He'll just be like.
Point.
No.
Four.
So.
Witcher.
No. Why? Am I the only one that has a problem with this list?
I don't like that.
Am I the only one that has a problem with this list?
Kyler Murray is 15. He's also above Tua. Above him in Fortnite.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. If I need somebody, if I need to drop somebody down in my drain to pick up my ring that I lost in there, I'll get Kyler.
I don't think Tua is much bigger than Kyler.
Why? Because he got the high hair? That's it?
That's my guy.
Oh, every time he runs, I want to play the Benny Hill music.
We'll take a break.
No, I don't. No more lists.
Oh, done but you have list. 4 hours.
Forever,
huh?
Or just today?
I'm just tired of lists.
Okay, no more lists, I promise.
Okay, all right.
Can I give you the explanation of why Tua is on the list? Because they do have Tua explanations.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, I'll save that for you, though. We're going to get the damages done.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can get it at us in the chat there. You guys can text the show at 305-567-0560. Having some fun with you guys here. You can also get us on the Odyssey app. I want to let you know one more time, by the way, if you guys like Adam Sandler and you want to go watch him live, I watched his one-man show on, I guess it was on Netflix. I enjoyed it. A lot of silly stuff. You know why I like him?
Doesn't he play guitar or something?
He plays guitar. Just silly. I like silly.
Simple, silly.
I like silly.
Right. It's like, it was really awesome to see him in movies where it actually had a plot. Right? For the most part, all of his movies are like silly. Right? With the same guy. Crooked Eye, You Can Do It. Same guy.
Rob Schneider, Steve Buscemi.
Right.
The crew. Like, he sticks with
his
crew.
But the cool thing is, every now and then he would come out with a movie like Uncut Gems.
Oh, like, the very good
Spanglish.
Movie.
When was the last time he had a movie that compared to
like Spanglish,
Uncut Gems?
Like a serious movie?
Yeah.
Twit, Flick, Flip.
Clip. Click.
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 Click. I like Click. No, I couldn't figure out the name of it.
No, I understand.
And so when you think of, he's done his normal silly stuff, but every now and then he's come out with, you know, some serious stuff. So
it's a big word for me, dog.
Really? Listen, I was trying to think of the name of the movie. You knew the word. You knew Kawabawait. You just butchered.
That's a big word for me, dog.
All right. For damages done. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the length. If you guys want to go see Adam Sandler, I lost the plot here. He's coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. If you guys want to win tickets, text the word Sandler to 20357. Text Sandler to 20357. Shmeeden says, at least FM didn't hear that clearly. for more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. You guys familiar with Chuck E. Cheese?
Very familiar,
a
yes.
A woman in Burbank, California.
Not familiar with that one.
She needed to have the fire department rescue her because she was stuck in the snow day game. At the Children's Fun Center.
The what?
Snow day players step inside a clear tube in an attempt to place balls in a scoring hole to win tickets and prizes. The woman stuck her arm in a hole, and the machine not intended for body parts, according to the restaurant chain. They stuck her.
She
was stuck in the game. I don't know, Leroy. I know what your next question is going to be, and I don't know. But what I do know is she was stuck. And I cannot think of a bigger nightmare than being stuck in a children's playland and needing the fire department to save me.
Correct.
Unless you were a biggin.
Well.
Which would make it much more awkward.
I think it's awkward no matter what if you're stuck in there.
Oh,
Leroy.
I'm looking. She is not a biggin, Leroy.
Oh, no. She's tiny.
No.
All right.
A young woman had to sit on her knees to...
Did they have,
I was like reading on that.
Did they have... Wait.
Her arm got stuck.
Is there a sign that says, please don't put your body parts in here?
No.
And she was trying to cheat?
I don't think so, because most kids that go there don't really know how to read, so...
We prioritize...
That'd be pointless.
Chuck E. Cheese, they put out a statement that says, we prioritize children's safety above all and have verified that the game poses no risk to our young guests. The design prevents children's arms from reaching the area in question. There was no injury to the young adult or any children, and the family continued to enjoy an evening of fun with the family. Yeah, but here's the thing,
You're
though, Chucky.
You're going to get side-eyed. Hey, hey,
hey.
Is that the lady? Yeah, she tried to, her arm got stuck. They had to call the fire department.
Do you think they have a picture of her now saying, watch out for this lady? She might
listen.
Oh, no, or somebody put a sign on it and says, don't stick your arm in there.
As somebody who was once injured at a trampoline park trying to get up a ramp, let me tell you something. The only thing that would have made that worse for me is if the fire department had to come and help me. The shame was enough.
Great story.
Wait, because, you know, once they hear the emergency, they're probably finished picking up their pub sub. And then just mosey it on over.
Time was just there stuck waiting.
Like, they're not.
I'm hit! So, Chuck E. Cheese, the damage is done, my friend. I mean, you know, it may have been intended for safety, but it didn't.
I mean, what part of safety is a tube like that at a kid's spot?
I don't know.
Especially when, okay, let's say there is some sort of way of actually, like, a kid getting stuck in there because they locked a door or something.
Well, I didn't tell you my...
How would you get through that?
When I was younger, we took all the kids to... There's a like a game room right next to Roundup. I forgot the name. Right by the movie theater right there.
Oh, yeah. Is that... That's I know that place.
Yeah. So we go there. It's a birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Give all the kids a million tickets. They running around. Everybody say, keep an eye on Rebecca, you know, because she was probably 2 or 3, right? I'm walking by the machine, right? One of the kids is in the machine, handing out toys.
He cracked the code?
Crawled in through the thing. I'm like,
seen that happen before?
I'm like.
Are you okay? Did you hurt yourself?
No, I'm good. I'm good. That's
I'm like. Get your ass out of here. Like, what are we doing?
I love when kids do crazy things.
They, yeah. Like, I'm like, so do I have to play the game to get you out? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. But I know, like, it's bad enough that you have these things that you risk, you know, when you get. But, like, when I got. Look, it was embarrassing enough that Udonis Haslam shamed me for not being able to get up the ramp.
I mean, he made it a point at the end of an interview to, like, stop the show and point out that he saw the video.
Jesus.
Like, I don't want you guys to freak out. I'm going to pull up the picture, but... Okay, cool. There's going to be old logos popping up because I have to switch to another tab.
Okay.
Let's see. Right here's the infamous photo.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
My daughter was stuck!
Wait.
This is my favorite part.
When she see your foot on that wall and you get halfway up, she's like,
I could have just reached her. I was trying to get up the ramp to comfort her because she was like,
is she all the way up there? Because I only see you here.
You think you comforted her more or less when you couldn't get up the wall?
Less, but I thought I was going to get up the ramp.
You thought.
Look at those little frog socks. Those frog socks, he almost blew out an Achilles.
Were you wearing, like, sandals or something?
No, the frog shoes.
Those are frogs. Those are
But look at how turned
it is. They're like green and black. They're like different colors. So they know that they're the jump socks that were purchased there. They're very unique looking. Frog socks.
Can I just tell you that look at how your foot, it looks like you're getting ready to roll the ankle. But that's not even the worst part. I'm trying to figure out.
Brittany is so what, scared.
What is more disappointing? Your ankle or your face when you realize that you're not going to.
No, the worst part.
It's done here.
When you realize you're not going to make it.
That's the best photo I've ever seen in my whole life.
The worst part was not being able to save my child, and then the Miami Heat captain, embarrassing, seeing it on you on Instagram.
Was Sophia laughing at you? And
no, she was terrified. I'm stuck up here.
Also, who took the time to take the photo?
You know,
me. I wish it was me.
Who do you think in a situation like this?
Wife.
Mrs. Tobin. That's it.
Was she laughing?
Yes. Her and Tommy.
I love that so much.
That's like, I could probably, if it was video, it was like, I heard Tommy, I'm like, he ain't gonna make it. He ain't gonna make it.
And now picture, he's like,
you're not going fast.
He's like,
enough.
Look away, son. Don't look at me.
You're not gonna go. You gotta go faster. Damn, faster.
Damage is done.
Wait, here's the worst part about all this. He looked like he went full speed. The ground is closer than Sophia. So, like, when you start struggling, the ground is like 2 feet away.
She's not even in the frame.
Oh, it's very high. You can see it starts going up there steep.
So did you ever make it up?
I did eventually make it up.
But they go get you a ladder?
Well, I didn't run. I just climbed that after that. Like, this one was me trying to run up. And I'm just going to climb.
Oh, you climbed up the backside of
it? No, I just grabbed the top and, like, lifted myself up. I was able to get up there. But the whole running and climbing did not end well.
Dude.
I picture Tobin sliding down the wall super slow.
It looks like you're 12 inches off the ground. Like, you got a running start, and you're going through all this distress.
I know!
Yet you haven't left Earth.
I know!
Those little piggies want an amputation.
It hurts.
Anyway, you know what? We don't even have time for
this. I don't think we have time.
All of damage is done. So you was bringing back my trauma. All of it.
Damage is done, my friend.
Take a break. Back with more on Tobin and Leroy after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.